Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo, yo, yiggity, yo, yiggity, yo. Welcome back to the Beast Podcast. It is your host, Deshaun Beasley, on Instagram at coach_Beast. Go ahead and give us a follow on the Beast Podcast as well at Beast Podcast. On today's show, we're going to talk about the three types of people that you should have in your life. All right, I do believe that it's a key recipe to success, to advancement in whatever walk of life you're in, whether it be you're an athlete, businessman, businesswoman, educator, doesn't matter. You need to have these three people in your corner in order to help you climb that path of achievement. Before I get into that, three things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for persistence because this is the fourth time I'm trying to record this podcast. My phone is bugging out. It's not saving. But here we are once again. Second thing I'm grateful for is water, because I still haven't taken a drink of water in four tries of making this podcast. And the third thing I'm grateful for is humility. I'm grateful for humility, for sure. Anywho, three types of people you should have in your life. The first type is the cheerleader. All right, you need to have somebody who's in your corner cheering you on, helping you get up when you fall. You know, when you make those mistakes, they're still in your corner like, you know, it's all good. Like, you know, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep pushing. You know, you need that type of person in your life. The second type of person is a competitor. You need somebody who's around your skill level, maybe a little bit better than you, preferably a little bit better than you. You need them to compete against, right? You know, if you both are on the same trajectory, the benefit of it is, you know, you both are going to improve as you're working. So it's always good to have somebody who you're competing against in your field, to keep you on your toes. And the third type of person is a mentor. You need somebody who's been where you want to go and who can show you the holes, the pitfalls, and whatever it is that you're doing and help guide you. I do think that having these three types of people is not to say that, you know, one is more important than the other, but I do think that you should be balanced in all areas. I do feel like it's not emphasized enough to have a cheerleader. I mean, they emphasize, you know, mentor. Sometimes I've heard it emphasize a competitor, but I know in my life, like, I've always had to be my own cheerleader. And now I'm at a point where I'm starting to really trying to build something good, and I have cheerleaders in my corner, but because I'm not used to having one and I've been my own for so long, I don't allow the cheerleaders to do their job, if that makes sense. I'm kind of shushing the cheerleaders. And I think that that's probably, true for other entrepreneurs or people who are striving for better. I guess it's deflection, you know, like deflecting compliments or, deflecting, accomplishments. I know that's one of the things I do. Like, you know, if I do something well, you know, somebody like, dang, like you did a good job. I'm like, oh, could have been, you know, thanks. Could have been better or something like that. Like, you know, that's not allowing yourself to be, you know, cheered for. And who wants to cheer for somebody who doesn't want to be cheered for? So I think it's important to always look at these types of people and see if you have them in your life. I've always had people I was competing against, and I haven't always had a mentor, but I've done things to learn, you know, that served as mentors, whether it be, you know, conversations, whether it be, you know, watching people operate. But yeah, I do think having those types of people in your life will help elevate you in the different seasons of life, you know. So just keep that in mind. Hopefully you got value from it. Apologize for my voice. Sound kind of crazy. But nonetheless, we here. We show up every Monday and Friday. And we'll see you next time.
Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.